those. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. How are we all feeling, team? Ari first, how are you going?
Oh, I'm really happy. I did a lot of happy crying over the weekend, so.
For what reason?
Yeah, well, it's just a weekend full of love. So I'm very happy. How are you, Stephen?
I am very well as well. I should have gone first, though, because I can't follow that up.
How do you follow that?
I can't at all. I honestly maybe picked the worst weekend of the year to move my stuff.
Oh, moving? Oh, my God.
Saturday was an absolute stinker,
nice and
wasn't
cool.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. But we found some nice things to do in and amongst that as well. So overall, I think I had a lovely weekend.
Survived. Last night, I don't know what it's like 2 a.m. or something. We've had the windows open, trying to capture some of that cool air.
Yeah.
Police chopper right overhead somewhere around. Obviously, someone naughty on the loose.
Mayfield Hotel somewhere.
Exactly.
I was going to say, they're chasing you.
Yeah, exactly. I had to close the blinds because they didn't want them seeing me.
How's this for a bit of nostalgia as well? Saturday night, which was a really hot day, of course, Siobhan and I pulled the mattress into the living room under the aircon.
Oh.
We're like watching a movie in front of the TV, a little bowl of popcorn. Full like a slumber party.
That's
it, was so fun. Pillow fights, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah, right. Was your housemate there as well?
He was out and about King Street or something like that.
Right.
Sort of Saturday local haunt, you know.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, that's a bit of a romantic evening. Nostalgia, as you said. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Great weekend.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Did you enjoy the running?
I enjoyed watching the running from the beach.
Memorable, obviously. That sounds like a good one. It's going to be a great week ahead and a great show this morning. Happy Monday, everyone. Let's get it.
Lenovo's Waking Up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, so guys, obviously Saturday, the hottest day of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
And like every Novocastrian went to Mary with a bath.
Yeah, it would have been under the bath.
Yeah.
Well, I went about 5:30 in the afternoon.
Not bad.
And when I got there, of course, like, oh, parking, what have I done here?
It's going to be a disaster.
But I was like, you know what? I just had a good feeling I was going to get something really close. So I drove down. I didn't go to the very bottom park right next to the bus, but you know there's like one little tier up?
Yeah.
That when you go down those stairs, there's like one little level. It's a shorter level. I thought, I just have a feeling there's going to be a parking spot for me.
Mm-mm.
Drove straight in. There was one right near the staircase.
Really?
Almost the closest parking spot you could get to the actual bars. I was like, when you have a feeling, especially this time of year, if you've got a feeling about a good parking spot, go for it, is my advice.
Well, so many people would be resigned to the fact that they'd never get that close. Wouldn't even try.
That's right. There were a lot of people circling at like higher ring levels. I was like, you guys are amateurs. That spot was waiting for me. So like I said, if you've got the feeling, especially like Christmas shopping and stuff, go for it. That's my advice.
There you go.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And they've done the unthinkable. Our Jets have gone to Wellington and come away with 3 points, Jess.
Yes. Now, I don't want to say that I didn't think they would win, but I wasn't super confident.
I knew they would all along.
I'm sure you
of course
did,
you did, Creebo.
Yeah, I had confidence in them.
Uh-huh. What was the score?
3-0, was it?
Oh, gosh, darn.
You sent him too many details, Jess.
I know.
No, I just knew that because I knew they were going to win. I knew in my heart of hearts.
Well, the star of the show yesterday was at Clayton Taylor. He set up the first goal for the Jets. He then scored one in the 42nd minute. Apostolos Stamatolopoulos also awesome yesterday, scored a couple of goals for us. He's now scored 6 this season with the Jets, which is awesome. Phoenix looked like they were trying really hard in the second half to score a goal, but they just couldn't get past us. So 3-0, we come home with 3 points, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
our man Ryan Scott, phenomenal as well.
Yeah,
UFM's really the own, absolutely slayed.
And you know who made a big difference? Reno Piscopo. Oh, my God, phenomenal. Like, he's been injured, obviously. He's been on limited minutes this season. Yeah. But, like, where he started, and he just seems to be pulling the strings in the midfield. Like,
puppet master,
Yeah, getting everyone going. Always looks to move forward. I don't know, just exciting player. Can take on a guy one-on-one. I know, I loved watching it. It's good to watch a win.
Against such a formidable team as well. Yeah, brilliant.
Top of the table too.
News. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Kind of changing tunes though a little bit, Jess. So a young domestic violence victim from our region is being remembered today.
Yeah, so Mackenzie Anderson, last year she was tragically murdered at her unit in Mayfield, allegedly by her ex-partner. I know a lot of us remember this story from last year. Absolutely tragic. One of her really close friends, Alice, she has organised for a memorial bench to be put at Gregson Park in Hamilton. Alice since what happened to her friend has become quite the domestic violence advocate. So that bench is going to be unveiled this morning at Gregson Park. So a beautiful tribute to her close friend and also, you know, to so many women and men who we lose to domestic violence every year.
I think that story, like, touched a lot of people around our region. It's just such an awful story. So I guess a glimmer for the family, at least, to have that there as a memory.
Exactly. I do have a bit of a hack that might just change your life. I didn't come up with it, however. So I just saw this floating around on socials last week. So a Melbourne TikToker has come up with this. So she's kept a $1.75 pair of tongs in her car so that whenever she drives up to the boom gates, you know, the ones from like the car parks and the big shopping centres and things like that.
Westfield Katara, Charlestown Square, all that
kind of all boom gate based parking areas now.
Pretty much. And, you know, you have to drive up to the boom gate, of course, you press a button, a ticket comes out, right?
Sure.
So everyone's had that struggle where you've had to lean over and try and grab that little ticket out of that little socket thing. But
undo the seatbelt, you're leaning right across.
Your arm feels like it's coming out of its socket.
Yep, or the reverse and try again maneuver.
That's the worst. What a nightmare.
Yep, so she uses this pair of tongs to reach over, and instead of, you know, kind of breaking your arm while you're trying to get it out the window, she's just using the tongs as kind of an extension of her arm just to grab the ticket.
Now, this gadget.
This is kind of genius because for, what did you say, $1.75?
Yep, from Kmart.
You'll never dislocate your arm again doing parking-based ticket stretching, right? Here's a good tip as well, right? If you've got said tongs in the car, and as soon as I'm done with the show, I'm going to put tongs in the car because I've thought up a couple of other uses for it, right? Here's one for you. You know when you get, like, the Macca's fries?
Yeah.
When you're done, you always got, like, salt all over your fingers, and then you have to do, like, the short swipe or, like, try and track down a napkin they've never given you.
Yes.
How about this? Have your tongs, like, in the little cup holder, have the chips in the cup holder, and then just grab them out one at a time with the tongs straight in your mouth.
No, you
never make skin to chip, like, contact then.
Oh, what, do you eat pizza with a knife and fork, do you?
Well, I did last night.
No, outrageous.
Right, here's another use for them.
Yep.
One of the most annoying things when you're driving around, you go, oh, where's my water bottle in the car? And it's rolled around on the back seat.
Okay.
And that's an even bigger reach. Like, somehow it's in the car, but you got to reach so far. No longer. Grab it with the tongs.
Yeah, but they're going to have to be massive tongs to try and pick up a water bottle.
Get some long, like, barbecue ones. Oh, no dramas. Problem sorted.
$9.75 anymore. I think this is a great hack.
Yeah.
For a lady in Melbourne where it's always, like, overcast and doom and gloom. You leave a pair of those tongs in the sun here in Newcastle, you will not be able to pick them up. I promise you that. They will be boiling.
You have to upgrade to the $2.50 ones with a rubber handle. Oh, everyone save your money.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right, here we go. Your chance to win nice and early. And today, what a prize we've got.
Woo.
It is a Christmas hamper pack, which includes the new FM Christmas pudding, all thanks to Pudding Lane at Sandgate. These puddings are worth the best part of $93.
I've heard over $91 is the figure I've heard.
That's insane. Must be worth it.
Wait till you taste one, Ari.
Okay.
They will blow your mind. Plus, you also get some bottles of wine as well.
Chrissy's sorted.
Pudding in wine, what more do you want? All right, if you want to win it, you just got to play 3 of a Kind. Call up now, 4967 4105. Here's how it works. We give you three things, and then you just have to figure out what the theme is between those three things. If you can do it faster than your opponent, you win yourself that pudding worth over $90 plus the bottles of wine as well. All that could be yours. Call now, 4967-4105. Let's give a little example for those that have never heard the game before.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll play Quizmaster. Are you guys ready?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Stephen versus Ari, and we're going to go with koala, kangaroo, and wombat.
Ari.
I think Ari was quicker.
Aussie animals?
That is correct. Yeah. You would get yourself a point on the board. Now, if you heard that and went, hang on, I knew those were Aussie animals. I want a part of it, and I want the pudding and the goods. Call up now, 4967-4105.
Plus, as well, we've got a couple spots on Santa's good list to get yourself potentially $800 to spend how you want at Casey's Toys. We're launching it today, and you know what? Because it is the first day, let's get a couple people in the draw.
Straight up. That's all right. So everyone that gets on air, going in the draw for that. Come on, here we go. Let's meet our contestants for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, we'll go to Maitland first. Morning, Tara. How are you?
Morning.
How was your weekend?
Busy.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Christmas.
Oh, it's that time of year. Tis the season, isn't it?
That's it.
Very good.
Yeah, hopefully this will help you out. You know, put in a couple of bottles of wine, that'll go fair way. Up against you, though. Definitely. You don't just get it.
No, come on.
Up against you, we go to Wall's End. Morning, Steph, how are you?
Morning, guys. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you feeling good? Managed to keep cool this weekend?
Oh, only just.
Yeah, well,
a lot of people out there, only just, right? That Saturday was a scorcher, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, you guys know how this game works. We give you three things. You got to listen out, then use your name as your buzzer to buzz in. First to two, best to three for the scoring. Let's test everyone's buzzers first. Tara, are you first?
Tara.
Good, nice one. All right, Stephanie?
Steph.
Excellent. Everyone gets it. Let's get into the first one. Quizmaster Ari, take it away.
All right, some girl power here. Here we go. BWS, Liquorland, Dan Steph. Murphy's.
Steph
Rappin.
Liquor stores.
Yeah, good job.
That is correct. One on the board.
I'm a bit concerned how quick you knew that one, Steph, if I'm honest. A bowl of wine could be going to the right person. That's
indeed,
all I'll
indeed.
Say.
All right, Tara, remember, you got to get this next one to stay in the game, okay?
All right, here we go. Ryan Reynolds, Nicole Kidman, George Clooney. Ooh.
Steph, quickest again.
So quick.
Actors, Hollywood actors.
That's it.
Oh, my God, she's gone and done it. In the words of Tara, so quick.
Yeah, well, that's it. Before we give Steph a prize, we'll be taking her out back urine test, making sure she's not in performance enhancers or something like that. That was
like on the Allen's lollies.
Yeah,
or
suspiciously quick this early
two
in the morning.
Coffees, maybe. Look, Tara, you are our runner-up. Would you like to come on for another go tomorrow?
Would love to.
Excellent. Yeah. There we go. Couple of local winners. That's what I'm all about.
Let's delve into a completely different story. I teased it earlier. We'll talk about it again now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't function without their cuppa in the morning.
Mm, including Crevo.
Oh, I have it.
Crevo's a bandit for a couple of coffees in the morning.
Yeah, so within 5 minutes of getting out of bed, I already have my first coffee in hand.
Wow.
It's probably 3 to 4 minutes.
And is that one shot?
Two shots.
Ooh,
yeah. And then another two shot within 5 minutes of you coming here.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
If I had to just get up and do the show, I don't think I would function.
I'd like to play that game one time. Anyway, that's for a different time.
Yeah, indeed.
Crevo's coffee this morning. Right,
but
damn.
There's a couple from Port Stephens who have, I guess, gone above and beyond to assure that they get their cuppa. Because footage has been released of these alleged offenders from Fingal Bay who have broken into this like caravan park in Port Stephens.
What?
And all they've done is filled up their kettle.
That's it.
That's all they've done. They've walked in, they've gone to the tap, filled up their kettle and walked out.
So there's no, like, stealing jewellery and tellies and all and stereo systems?
No, that's exactly what I was thinking. If someone's broken into your place...
Right, you're risking a break and enter.
Okay, so the door's open. You walk home, the door's open, you're going, oh, no, I'm sure I locked it before we left.
Yeah.
So you walk in a panic, you're looking, okay, TV's still here, jewellery's still here, little piggy bag, they haven't found that, thank God.
The safe, that's still here.
And then you go through the security footage, figure out, why have they broken in? What's going on here? And you just see someone filling a kettle. You would feel so vile. It's so weird, isn't it?
Yes.
You used to tap out the front in the yard.
Yeah, is there not? Yeah, is there not like a public faucet they can just like turn and use?
It seems bizarre, doesn't it? Like you said, you'd feel very violated, and such a weird reason to break into a house.
Yeah.
Where do we get? It's like they think you can only fill kettles from kitchen taps because that's all they've ever done and that's all they've ever known.
Or maybe they're full Scotchy Beef Repelling It, our favourite producer.
Yeah.
He only drinks bottled. He's very particular about the water he drinks.
Yeah.
He won't drink tap water.
He only drinks bottled water.
Bottled water.
Precious.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I think as well. But maybe they're a bit like that. Maybe they've gone, oh, we're not drinking hose water. We aren't going to do that. We need to find a tap somewhere and broken in.
That's the only possible explanation. I'm glad we've solved that crime once and for all.
I want to know what Chippy was doing on the night of this alleged crime.
Yeah, you can't really see the person's face, actually, now you mention it.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
So Saturday morning, I had to do the early morning Bunnings trip, right?
Ooh.
I was out there getting some bits and bobs for a little home reno we're doing at the moment. And everyone was getting, they knew that hot day was coming. I was there 7:30 or maybe 8 o'clock
okay.
Saturday morning, and everyone just had fans in their trolley.
That really? Was like, the pedestal fans?
Yeah.
The place was packed. I was like, by 11 o'clock this morning, there would not be a fan left for sale in Bunnings, I reckon.
Yeah.
There was queues, every register just about. Everyone was queuing up, fans ready to go. They were gearing up for that 40-degree day. They were getting ready. So funny.
Yeah.
Like, people's behaviour. Everyone knew that hot day was coming for days and days.
Yep.
Why would leave it to the day of to get your fan?
Because when you wake up and it's like 7:30 in the morning, it's 29 degrees, I think that's when it really hits you. You're like, today is going to be absolutely scorching.
Yep.
Like,
do we have any cooling devices in the house? Any fans like out in the garage covered in dust or anything? No, they're all gone. Right, quick to Bunnings. Let's get the last ones available. That's what everyone was doing.
Oh, I'm glad they managed to sneak it in. And Crevo, you said a video last week into our group chat, and it's been doing the rounds. I've said it on my social media as well.
Yeah.
It's going viral and timely as well because the school holidays are not far away.
Indeed.
But basically, for those who haven't seen the video, a quick description is basically this poor mother. She's in this chaos of a room. I can only imagine a teenage son.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's grabbed out the old garden rake. And he's using that to put all the rubbish into one pile.
And just like toys, clothes, all the
juice boxes, everything.
All the bits and bobs.
Are you sure it just wasn't a video of your room?
Well, no, it could be. I notoriously had a messy room growing up.
Yeah.
But
classic Stephen.
Not me this time. And I love to see it because I have been there and I felt that pain. This poor mother. And the poor son as well, the embarrassment of it all.
All on social media now. He's all his mates. Will be winding him up, no doubt.
The garden rake is outrageous, though. I mean, there's proving a point, and then there's just embarrassing someone, isn't there?
To be fair, though, it did look quite effective. Like, rather than picking up all those things one by one, like some sort of emu, you know, going around bobbing for food, you're sort of scraping it all in one go. It looks quite good.
Making quite a pile as well. It was an impressive collection at the end of the video.
Maybe having a rake for Christmas. Maybe buying your mum a rake or something might be the new Christmas present this year.
Absolutely not. That's a quick way to get a smack on the bottom, I think. But with the holidays coming up, we thought 'tis the season. 4967405. Let's go on the hunt for Newcastle's messiest room. Perfect chance to, I guess, let some of that stress go.
Yeah, vent a little bit. Let the steam off.
Dob in. I don't know. It could be like, I don't know, a partner. Could be the kids. Could be, I don't know, a housemate.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, 4967405 is that magic number. And for getting involved with the show today, you get yourself on Santa's nice list and therefore could be unwrapping a whopping $800 to spend at Casey's Toys. They offer the biggest selection of toys, games, and hobbies this Christmas.
There we go.
Incredible.
So if you want to get in the draw for that $800 worth of toys, 4967-4105, just dob in someone who's got a messy room.
Quickly amongst the team, who had messy rooms growing up? Did you have a mess? You would have been a messy room bandit.
Yeah, I was pretty bad. Like, I would just leave stuff everywhere. Mum would like, quick, put all that away. Put all your toys back in the toy box, would ya?
Oh, well, for me, I guess I'm more messier now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was a really clean kid, but now I just leave all my clothes everywhere.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll get you a rake in the Christmas Santa then.
We'll head to Charlestown first. Morning, Robbie. Who are you dobbing in?
I'm dobbing in myself.
Oh, no.
You're kidding me.
Look, the first step to recovery is admitting there's a problem. Tell us, what's going on here?
Well, it's just that messy. You're lucky to walk around the bed.
Look, as a kid, my rule of thumb was always, if there's a path between the bed and the door, the room's clean enough. Can you get between the bed to the door?
Oh, well, my room's clean enough then.
Doesn't sound like it by most standards.
No problem. Play on.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go to Rutherford next. Trish, who's the messy room person that you're dobbing in?
A friend that was, and they're an adult. A friend of my daughter's.
Yeah. Are you going to say anything more?
Yeah, there was a whole pile of bottles under the bed, probably about six big bagfuls of bottles, and there was a walk-in cupboard there, and there was, like, shelves there, and they had, like, plates and cups, you name it, they had it in the ice cream containers, they had it in the wardrobe as well, so there was stuff in the wardrobe as well.
Oh, my God.
You shouldn't have your ice cream in the wardrobe. That's just a general rule for life, I reckon.
Right, that's right, I would never do it, so, yeah.
You wouldn't even do it. Outrageous.
At least if they weren't paying rent, you've earned a fair bit return and earn. All those bottles under the bed.
You can gather them up, there's a good bit of money.
You've probably been compensated for the stay, haven't you?
For sure, a couple hundred thousand bottles.
Financially. Anyway, we'll head next to Chain Valley Bay. Morning, Tara. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Dob in the messy room in your life. Who's got it? Who's the bandit?
So, it's not the kids. It's my partner. He has a floor drobe. Correct. So, you do the laundry and he throws everything on the floor. Much easier to search through.
It's like one of the great pyramids is at your house. No need to go to Egypt. It's all there.
Well, I'm a bandit for a floor drobe as well, Tara. And does your partner use the same... I was always like, clothes don't have legs. So wherever you leave them, that's where they stay. Everything's exactly where I left it. It's fine. I know where to find it.
Yeah.
Are you putting in the effort to, like, fold the clothes as well? And he's just...
Yes.
Oh, that's
it. I do all the laundry, do his little piles, and just throws it on the floor. Much easier to search for.
Yeah, except when you actually want to walk through the room.
Well, your partner, Tara, won't be making the nice list this year, but you'll be making Santa's nice list. Congratulations. Of course, in the draw to potentially unwrap $800 worth of toys thanks to Casey's Toys.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck indeed. And I think a little bit of steam vented off there for poor old Tara.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. How's this for a treat, team? This weekend was a rare double bar me weekend for Stephen.
Wow.
Hold on.
I'm not joking. I had a bar me on Friday lunch. Also have one Sunday lunch. And after much deliberation and trying both throughout the weekend, I think I've got a new favourite bar me in Newcastle.
Where at?
I've been there before, but it was so phenomenal again this time. And I was kind of worried about a one-hit wonder. I think it's called Miss Ko Jiang, which is the one in the Oasis Village.
Yeah,
just opposite where the Kent is.
Yeah,
Beaumont Street. Nice.
One weekend, two bar-me's.
Yeah, so on Friday I went to my regular haunt, which is, of course, Charlestown French Hot Bread.
Your local.
Great as always.
It's good.
But I was in Hamilton on Sunday, thought, you know what, I feel like another bar-me. Treat myself. Oh my God, like so phenomenal. And you know what? I bought it there and took it home. So it spent 15 minutes in the car as well. Still was so good.
Okay.
Right, question. So you got the crispy pork, right?
Of course I did. I'm a fool.
Yeah, you're not an idiot, right? What level was the crispiness of the crackling? Because the one time I had it there, I didn't feel like the crispiness was up to par, but it was early days.
No, it was good. And the worry is sometimes that your crackle is like...
steamed in the paper.
No, but also too crispy to the point where it's like dry.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Gross.
It was like crackling, but also like still had that little bit of
juiciness
like,
as well.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's toppled Charlestown French hot bread.
Oh, my God. Look, the battle of the barn maze continues, and I'm going to have to give them another go after that report.
I'll keep you guys updated.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for that, Stephen.
All right.
You're making me hungry. Gosh. I had the best weekend of my life so
really?
Far.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big call. Sweeping statement, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep, and had nothing to do with me, which is good. So I was meant to go to an engagement party on Saturday, right? In the scorching heat, just just near Argentine there. And it was a nice start to the day. So I got there about 11 a.m.
Would have been stinking by that point already.
Oh, it was, yeah. However, no one cared about the heat because about, well, I want to say half an hour into the engagement party, we just hear these bagpipes coming from upstairs. We're like, that's an interesting soundtrack for an engagement party, but okay. And descending the stairs, so the two people, Sam and Whitney, they're my my partner's cousins. That was meant to be their engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
And little did we know they were planning a surprise wedding.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good. So
they were meant to elope, okay?
Because, yeah,
you know,
right.
Cozy lives and everything like that. It's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
However, as soon as they came down the stairs, they got all dressed up in white and they were beautiful. His mum cried, I cried, my partner even cried. It was it was amazing. So 20 minutes later, went upstairs and they were married.
Surprise wedding. Unreal. Yeah.
So no one knew. No one had a clue.
His mum knew.
That was it.
Yeah,
It was a secret. Three people,
isn't
it?
Yeah, right. See, some of the other family members, they were just like, oh, there's some weird chairs upstairs. I'm thinking there might be a little bit more to it here. But, yeah, so I think some people started to guess throughout the morning.
There was rumours. Right.
Yeah. But, just took the rest of us by surprise. Had no idea.
Wow. So music, dancing, all the good stuff.
Just about, yeah.
Bite to eat.
Buffet food. Oh. Yeah, it was so beautiful. Yeah.
Prime wedding food. What was the favourite thing to eat?
Oh, pork.
Yeah, lovely.
The crackle was excellent.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep. Treat yourself.
Yeah, it was so good. So,
what a great surprise and a great way to, you know, get into summer as well. Mm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love that story.
You know, surprise. That's what you should have done, Crevo. Yeah. Eloping like you did.
Indeed.
And, team, I mean, December's full of pretty significant days. You got Christmas, Heaps. Boxing Day, New Year's, all that kind of gear.
Mm-hmm.
But today, 2 weeks away from Christmas Day is its own special occasion.
Right.
The 11th of December is known as, it's been coined, Breakup Day.
Seriously?
What's this
Seriously?
About?
So December 11th is the most common day of the year for couples to split, according to data experts.
Why is this? What's the significance of why they say on December 11th?
Well, here we go. We tend to use Christmas and the promise of a fresh start in the new year as a time to reflect. So it is not surprising that there is a spike in breakups around this time. That comes from Chantel Odden, who's like a Bumble relationship expert.
I know this woman. She's smart, okay? It must be real.
Well, she's on to something.
Yeah. There we go. Ari says it's good.
It's a reliable source.
She goes on to say, for anyone not 100% happy in their relationship, it can force them to address feelings of discontent and make a decision on whether they want to stay and work on it or officially split up.
Interesting.
So basically out with the old and in with the new.
Yeah, that's, ooh. I guess people have made New Year's resolution
in
early.
Advance.
Yeah.
And gone. Yeah, okay.
Not, well, I guess like if you're not happy with the person you're with, you don't want to be taking them along to your family Christmas and you go to theirs as well. That's probably a bigger deterrent.
Yeah, spending Christmas with them when
their
you're like, oh.
family. Yeah, I don't know. And if you do it any closer to Christmas, you look like such a bad person, don't
well,
you?
Yeah, because you look like, oh, you've done it on Christmas, even though it might be just another random day beforehand.
Yeah.
You've ruined Christmas for them.
I think, though, personally, this self-reflection thing's a bunch of bogus.
Why?
Surely 2 weeks before, people are panicking. They've realised, oh, I haven't got any presents and decided to pull the pin. They've got, they've had a drive into, like, Westfield, Katara.
Yep.
No car parks, no parking spots, can't be bothered. I'll just call it off. I'll just split it.
Stingy Steven strikes again.
No, well, it's not me. It's not coming from me.
Right. This is the other people. You're right.
I just think this self-reflection thing is a mask.
For financial reasons.
Yeah, and cost of living through the roof. You can't blame anyone, can you?
Nah, absolutely not.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos. 105.3 New FM.
So, guys, more double trouble for you. I spoke about my double bar me weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also had a double beach weekend. Of course, the weather was unbelievable. So, on Saturday, Arvo, I went to Dudley Beach.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, Arvo, went to Bar Beach.
Okay.
But I reckon I spent in total maybe 2 hours at the beach across both those days.
Yeah.
I reckon I spent maybe 2.5 hours in car parks. around said beaches looking for car spots.
It was so busy.
Unbelievable. It was outrageous. Do a lap after lap. And you got to do what you like in every good relationship. It's you go down, have a swim, hop out the car. Yeah. I'll look for a spot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Siobhan's jumped out the car. She's going to have a dip. And I'm just doing lap after lap after lap Bar Beach car park.
Oh, my God. And you know what? You've done it the smart way, because otherwise it's... What? Yeah, go down there. I reckon there'll be a spot down there. Yeah. And then you go, and it's your fault that there isn't a spot down there. So you've done it the smart way.
So busy yesterday, Arvo at Bar Beach. So beautiful, though. They had, buskers there. I didn't even realise they did music on that little hill.
I've never seen that before.
Neither have I.
But, yeah, there was a guy there. He had his guitar case open, asking for a couple pennies, I don't know, spare change. And added a bit of ambience, I suppose, to the afternoon.
Did you give him any money?
Of course not.
Oh, you're so cheap.
Stingy Stephen, back at it again.
Strikes again. Now, this video on TikTok I saw of all of these, head lice in a kid's hair. I was like, my God.
Stay home from school.
Exactly. There were so many. But that's not what caught my eye. What caught my eye is the person who had posted it was a self-proclaimed head lice technician.
That's a bit fancy.
Well, that's what you think, right? Basically, they're working at a chemist, and their job is to, comb through kids' hair.
Got a little comb.
Got a little comb and comb a few head lice out and give people, the shampoo and send them home. I'm sorry, but head lice technician is a fancy name for person who has to help with head lice for kids at a chemist.
Yeah, pretty much.
They've basically got their, job title, and then they've fancied it up to make themselves sound more important than they are.
People do this all the time. Particularly, on resumes maybe, or on dating profiles.
Oh, you've got to.
Bandit.
Yeah.
Or even all the time.
Even at the pub, my mate, right, he was a brickies labourer. They used to say, I'm a brick construction assistant supervisor. Yeah. Mate, you carry the bricks in and mix up the mortar. That is your job. Yeah. You're a brickies labourer. Outrageous.
Another one I've seen is all the time, receptionist maybe, will be head of customer service. a business head of customer. Well, I guess technically you are the first line of defence, but you are a receptionist at the end of the day, aren't you?
Indeed, indeed. Ari, have you seen any around?
I've got one better, but it's my best friend from down in Wollongong, right? Mm. So she calls herself a domestic engineer. So basically, a stay-at-home parent.
Domestic, that's outrageous,
isn't it? It's the best, though. It's clever.
Yeah. All right, this is what we're chasing here. 4967-4105. Do you glow up your job title? Do you make it sound fancier than it is?
What we should do as well is get one from, and here's a glowed up title, reputable journalist, Jess from the newsroom. Have you got the example as well?
I've got a great example, Stephen. It's actually you. I'm a radio announcer.
That is my job.
I just talk rubbish on air for how many hours?
Yeah, a couple of hours a day.
You've been called out.
Maybe it is wrapped up in that title. I do talk a lot of rubbish.
All right,
fair's fair, I suppose.
Indeed. Now, maybe it's you want to dob yourself in, or maybe it's someone you know, like a mate or whatever, that glows up their job title, makes it sound fancier than it is. Now, if you share that with us, we're going to reward you.
We most certainly will. We can chuck you on the nice list, Sam. Is building a bit of a nice list, and everyone on that nice list in the draw to potentially unwrapping a whopping $800 to spend at Casey's Toys. Casey's Toys are offering the biggest selection of toys, games, and hobbies this Christmas, and that'll help. A lot of people, cost of living through the roof at the moment. I mean,
it's going to be the ultimate Christmas if you have an $800 voucher to spend.
It's a lot of toys.
Unbelievable.
And that's you can tell the kids you won $500 worth of toys. That's a $300 toy for you.
Well, absolutely right as well. Starting with James from Raymond Terrace, you're dobbing someone in. Who is it? What are they doing?
Morning, guys. How are you? Yeah, it's a mate of mine. He installs air conditioners units, but he calls himself a climate control officer.
No, he does not.
He does. He tells everyone he's a climate control officer. Sounds better.
It does.
Well, of course it sounds better, but if you're hearing that at the pub, you're doing very well not to dob him in, aren't you?
He deserves it.
Call him straight out for that one. All right, let's go next to Rankin Park. Morning, Emily. Tell us, what are these glowed-up job titles you've seen?
Okay, well, I've got two.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is shout-out to all the educational facilitators on their last week at work this week.
What's an educational facilitator?
Sounds fancy.
A teacher.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, lovely.
And I also had a mate who worked, like, was a bank teller at the bank, and when she was asked what she did for a job, she said she was a banking officer at a financial institution.
Yeah, basically the key to this is you've got to find words that are longer than three syllables, yeah. And you just chuck them in willy-nilly into your job title. It makes it sound a lot fancier, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, now heading to Gabby and Madawi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Gabby. What have you got for us?
So, funnily enough, it was always my employers back when I was studying, doing those little one-day-a-week jobs, that they managed to come up with these very creative titles for me.
Okay, well, hit us with them.
I've got two. So the first one, I used to sell real estate software to real estate agents over the phone, and they were like, you're a business-to-business sales executive.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Here's a bit of, you know, Microsoft Excel to plug your numbers into. Yeah, right. Okay, what was the other one?
So I worked one day a week at a soap factory, and I used to run the lab, which consisted of like a sausage maker that you put little soap pellets through, and my title was Head of Laboratory Operations.
Oh, no, it was not. That looks so flash.
Yeah, that sounds very fancy. You're just shoveling pellets into a machine.
Yeah, 100%.
So basically what I'm hearing from Gabby is the fact that she has a very padded out resume.
Sounds like it. No wonder you've moved yourself so far up the food chain so quickly.
Spoil the kids this Christmas with Casey's Toys, Maitland, Charlestown and Tuggerah, or online at caseystoys.com.au. Win $800 to spend in store with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Are you on Santa's nice list, I wonder?
Wow, what to be on Santa's nice list? How good would that be? Now,
would have cost a lot to get him to voice that as well, Santa. Well, yeah, he's a busy man.
He is.
And, of course, he gives all the money to charity as well, so it would have been worth every cent. 4967-4105, if you'd like to go into the draw for $800 worth of toys, all thanks to the amazing team at Casey's Toys. Casey's Toys offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas. Around the team, if you won the $800, what would you be spending on? Ari, you go first. What's something you'd buy?
I would buy a full set of Nerf guns, all different sizes, billions of little bullets. Yeah, it's just so I could shoot my brother on Christmas Day.
Well, imagine the war you'd have between your siblings and stuff. Even aunties and uncles getting involved.
Yep.
That would be a phenomenal day.
What about yourself, Stephen? What are you buying?
You know how you go to the toy shop sometimes? You go to Casey's, you always look. You're like, man, that Millennium Falcon Lego set looks so good. But you always settle for one of the cheaper sets because you can't justify the purchase.
True.
$800 to spend there. You're getting the Millennium Falcon, aren't you?
You're just
treating yourself.
It's one of the best ones. For me, I'd be getting you had your Nerf War idea. I'm thinking Super Soakers. Hot summer's getting so hot around Newcastle. Imagine that. Everyone just super soakering around on Christmas Day.
At the pool.
Be amazing.
Yep.
Let's meet our lucky Novacastrian who is on it today, Cody in West Wallsend. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very good. Now, obviously, $800 to spend would be pretty nice. Have you sort of started fantasizing about what you would buy straight up?
Oh, look, my kids are right into, they've discovered Nerf guns and Care Bears and Squishmallows and all of that sort of thing. So we're sort of going back retro.
Yeah.
A little bit. A little
Squishmallows are in style as well at the moment.
Oh, you've got one, right, Stephen?
Well, big kids as well. I'm not going to I'm not going to say that I have one, but in not so many words, there might be one on the bed.
Yeah. We've seen it on your Instagram photos. They're a little bit cute there, cuddling it. Very cute.
That's
indeed.
Outrageous.
All right. Well, very good news for you. You are indeed on the nice list. Good job.
Amazing. Thank you.
So good luck. What that means is you're in the draw for $800 at Casey's Toys. Casey's Toys offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas. It's something you everyone wants to win, right?
It'd be Cody's first time on a nice list as well, I reckon.
Cody, yeah?
Yeah, I think since I've become a mum, I'm now on the nice list. I think I grew up being on the naughty list.
Oh, very good. Well, good luck with that. Welcome to the nice side. You're waking up with the Novas and, of course, more chances to win throughout the day. If you heard that and thought, oh, my God, I need to be on that list, you've got to keep New FM on at all times. That is the key.
Nova's. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, family, tis the season, and I said before that I guess with 2 weeks to Christmas, yeah, lots of people are getting their bits and bobs sorted, including their official Christmas card. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the biggest names in the world are going to get their photo of Santa, you know, to send out to all the, I guess, respective families and fans and all that kind of stuff, including William and Kate. They've had their official Christmas card made for 2023.
Yeah.
I've sent you both a photo in the group chat. This has been met with a lot of criticism online, this photo.
This is really? My reaction.
Don't like it?
No. Why are they all wearing matching shirts?
What are your thoughts initially?
Bunch of nerds.
It looks like kind of like an ad campaign for Country Road or something. Where they're like, all just wearing like basic white tees and a belt and, you know, in the background. I don't even know. It looks like one of those, you know, when you got a school photo.
It looks like a textured wall from the
90s. That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely correct. It's in black and white, but it feels like if it was in colour, it'd be that weird purple and yellow colour that was used on all textured walls at that period.
So for those playing at home who haven't seen, basically it's Kate, William and the three kids, and they're all standing in white button-up tops, and they've all got, like, black pants on, and the photo is in black and white itself. Mm. Online, so much criticism. Basically, like, here's some of the tweets that have gone out. Oh. The official Christmas card of the Prince and Princess of Wales, taken at a photo studio in a shopping mall.
Yeah.
One of the top light
ones. Got that vibe.
Yeah. Bloody good-looking bunch. Pity they couldn't be some more colour for a Christmas card. Another person has just written, Blair.
With the colour thing, I guess, you know, cost of living's through the roof. Maybe they didn't want to print in colour because it's cheaper.
I think they've got the money to print in colour.
Maybe you're right.
The other criticism is it's just not very Christmassy. There's no Christmas themes in their Christmas card.
Nothing. Like, at all.
Yeah, get some red in there, you know? I don't know. It doesn't seem that difficult.
Definitely. Put a bow in one of their hairs or something.
There's been a lot of criticism. If you want to see it, you know how to use the internet.
Indeed.
In other news, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith's infamous 2020 Oscar slap back in the news.
Again.
Why?
Slapgate return.
Because Jada is saying that this slap saved their marriage.
Nah.
Here's a couple of quotes from her.
Surely not.
After all these years trying to figure out if I would leave Will's side, it took the slap for me to see I will never leave him. Beg your pardon. That doesn't make him feel good, does it?
Surely not. Also, I thought that they had split up.
That's what I said. Yeah, I was thinking that.
Nah, they're staying together forever is the latest news. Oh. And apparently this slap has saved their relationship.
I think I saw a quote like ages ago that Will Smith was like, oh, look, we might not be together, but she's the love of my life. She's still my world and all that type of thing. So
such
I think they're just roommates.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably their living arrangement. Such an infamous relationship, isn't it?
Yep.
Because she was like, hasn't she been with other men and
affairs
stuff?
Affairs and stuff.
Yeah, along the journey. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how together they are. It feels weird.
I don't know. Well, anyway, she's continuing to say that she's calling this the holy slap now because so many positive things came from it. And the moment that all the rubbish hit the fan is when you see where you really are, and what I really am is with Will, is what she reckons. So
once again, the Smiths trying to stay relevant. That's what I say it is.
New movie for Will coming out soon, you reckon?
No doubt. Maybe she has got one of the co-starring roles or something like that. Because it just feels like a bit of a publicity stunt.
Let it die.
Yeah, please, once and for all. If I never say Slapgate once more, I'll be happy.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, so Saturday evening, I finished up my swim at Merriweather and I was like, let's get a little takeaway for dinner.
Ooh, cheeky getaway.
Swung past Don Beppino's. Have you seen this?
What?
I assume it's an Italian joint.
Yeah, it's actually a Newcastle institution over at Merriweather. It's like this very old school place. Been there over 45 years.
Is that a little joint just off Glebe?
I forget the road.
The Italian flag colours.
Yeah.
Further down from the Prince.
Anyway, it's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know the one. Yeah.
It's like a scoop and, like, they scoop pastas into dishes.
Really?
And they heat it up for you, little arancini balls, all that stuff, and then you take it home.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. And it's still, like, a little bit old school prices. Like, I don't want to give the game away here, but we had, like, a large pasta, a small pasta, and the arancini balls are big, like a, I don't know, like a stress ball size.
Nice.
Whole thing was like $35.
Really?
That's really affordable, actually.
If you want like a good feed for cheap, they're so nice there, like so friendly and stuff. Highly recommended. After a big swim at Merriweather, that was perfect.
There you go.
Perfect way to wrap the Saturday.
Carivo approved. Now let's bring in our resident journo, Jess, our favourite resident journo, Jess from the newsroom.
Hello.
Hi.
I've got for you, I'm sure you would have seen this. There's a bit of news goss, I suppose, in your world. Late last week, people who have the Newcastle Herald app were greeted with a notification which read breaking news, and it was talking about an extension to the Newcastle Light Rail. Basically, this breaking news said Newcastle Light Rail to be extended. People obviously got very excited.
Of course.
However, moments later, notification gone, story nowhere to be seen. Lots of rumours speculating about what this could be.
Makes me want to play this sound.
Yeah, we are having a bit of an investigation. Some people are saying that's a whole lot of nothing. Other people are saying that perhaps have got information that, you know, is embargoed or like is secret.
They're sitting on, yeah.
I'm hoping for all money that it is true and that it's going to be extended because, God, like, public transport in Newcastle is shonky enough as it is.
Yeah.
This light rail we need to extend it. It needs to be better to the entertainment precinct, I think.
At a 100%. Minimum, right? At a minimum. Mm. Have you heard anything in and about as you're, like, using
your... ear to the ground, I suppose.
Investigative powers. And you get, like, the... What do you call it? The magnifying glass. That's it. That's what all investigators use. Got that out looking around.
Oh, I wish. I haven't heard anything. So, nothing.
Did you get this notification?
I didn't see it.
It's because they deleted it so quickly.
They were fast, yeah.
Now, I'll admit, I didn't see the notification either. Mm. The only reason I'm aware of it is I've seen it on Newcastle Reddit.
So multiple people had, like, they've been talking about it there. So this notification highly likely to have happened, right? But what could be, we can only speculate as to, you know, what could be in store. My dream is it goes out to the airport. That would be
that would be so good.
It's a long way.
No, but it puts Newcastle on the map if you have a train to the airport, you're a proper city. That's what I say. Like, you're a proper world-class city.
I reckon as well, like, it would be, you'd be able to save money from, you know, outlaying heaps for taxis, Ubers. And I know we've got to keep the taxis alive. Yeah, I know. Parking as well. But yeah, I think there's something in that.
Out to the airport would be the dream.
Where do you want it to go, Jess?
I wanted to go to the airport. I got to go to the airport on Thursday. I have to get Dad to come pick me up and take me.
Oh, like, tough life for some, hey?
Why you going on light rail?
You going for work purposes on Thursday, or what's going on,
of course it is.
Oh, I think it's a holiday, I think, is what I've heard down the grapevine. I think an absolute bare minimum, it needs to go to the stadium, doesn't it? It's ridiculous that this light rail doesn't go through Broadmeadow.
Like, for all the big events we're getting now, Paul McCartney, that sort of thing, Pink, all that, it'd be amazing, right?
And you could do one stop, and it could service, you know, not only McDonald Jones, but like the entertainment centre there as well. You just, like, it is absolutely unbelievable that we don't have public transport in and around that sort of precinct.
Well, you know, even on Knights game day, good luck finding a park, but if you had a bit of transport going through there, it would make it so much better, right?
Everyone would take advantage of it, like... It is so good.
Ari, where would you like it to go? Dream scenario.
Oh, to my home out west. That'd be nice. No, I just reckon the shopping centres. I mean, I don't really want to be worried about, you know, getting blocked in with all the cars and stuff at Charlestown Square. So
Christmas time especially, so busy. It'd be good to have proper, you know, transport hubs out that
way.
And
it should service Charlestown Square, but stop right at the front of Charlestown French Hot Bread. For a cheeky bar me, I think.
And that is the ideal place for it. We'll leave it there. Feel good Monday. We're all about it. It's been a great show so far, but tomorrow, so much on.
Yep, you can go into the draw to win $800 worth of toys, thanks to Casey's Toys.
Come on now.
Chances throughout today as well. Yeah. Only local winners, right?
I'm in such a good mood. It's our last week of the show for the year. So we knock off on Friday. Mm. But today, more importantly, is my last family dinner at the Charlestown Castle.
Ooh.
So for those that may be new, every Monday... Oh, that's morbid, isn't it? No, we have to celebrate what we had, not what we're losing.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Do you want one of these instead? There we go.
Glass half full.
Every Monday, me and my housemate, we have like a family dinner, sit down together, watch a bit of Love Island on the telly, take turns cooking.
Yeah.
My turn to cook for the final family dinner at the Charlestown Castle. So a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah. You've got to make this the best meal you've ever had. What are you thinking? Lobster Thermidor, that sort of thing?
Maybe people are pitching in. I don't think I've got the capacity for that, though.
Right.
We'll see. I don't know.
Hot chips it is.
I'll see what's yellow stickered. That Woolies is Arvo.
Nice. At Charlestown as well, no doubt. And tomorrow as well, we've also got the Christmas hampers up for grabs again. Lovely Pudding Lane puddings and also a couple of bottles of wine up for grabs on the show tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.